My name is Will, and this is Scattered Bits. I'm going to do movie reviews, but I'm going to be doing older movies. Every once in a while, I might sneak in a current movie, but not that often. I subscribe to quite a few movie review podcasts, but they always focus on movies of the present. And so I want to just fill in a different niche and go for older movies. The first movie I'm going to review is Jaws: Revenge. I didn't say they were going to be good movies I'm going to be reviewing, but they are going to be older movies. And the not good movies fits perfectly for Jaws: The Revenge. Starts off in Amity with the Brody family, minus the police chief. He had passed away of a heart attack, but they have his picture up in the police station. In Amity, and the younger brother is a policeman, and he's on the water and gets eaten by a shark. The older brother comes home from the Bahamas and talks to mom into going with him for a while, and so the shark swims literally from Martha's Vineyard, which is Amity in the movie, to the Bahamas and waits for the family. My advice to anyone that has a shark stalking them, don't go into the ocean. Check out your local community pools and stick with that for a little while. Let the shark get bored waiting for you. But not this family. They go into the ocean and they have it off face to face with this shark to get it done once and for all. So Michael Caine's in the movie also. This is a movie that prevented Michael Caine from being present for his Oscar win for Hannah and Her Sisters. And this movie's just not very good, but I love it. It's, for lack of a better term to use the cliche, it's so bad it's good. It's only 90 minutes, so if you watch it and find out you hate it, it's only 90 minutes of your life you won't get back. But it's a good veg-out movie where you just sit on the couch, forget about everything, and just waste 90 minutes of your life, I guess. It's on cable every once in a while, especially during the summer. I believe it's on Encore Network quite a bit lately. Some trivia about the movie. Murray Hamilton, who played the mayor, was originally asked to make, a short appearance at the beginning, but he passed away of cancer before filming started. It ignores Jaws 3, totally, also known as Jaws 3D, but on DVD you'll find it in just as Jaws 3. Lorraine Gary's final film, as also being her first part in, I believe, almost a decade, so what a way to end your career with this movie. And I just recommend it. If you're expecting a great adventure film, I'd recommend seeing Jaws again, but if you're just looking for brain-dead fun, I do recommend this. I know this podcast was a little rough. This is my first podcast ever. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks I'll get things straightened out and everything. I plan to update the podcast every 7 to 10 days. Might be a little longer, might be a little shorter. Just I need to get used to this process. So next week I will have a new podcast with an email address to take your suggestions. So if you liked the podcast, hopefully you tune in next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.